You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Have you ever accidentally texted the wrong person? And who was it? Because yesterday it happened to Radar and I. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And I was so mortified until we finally figured out who the Molly was I was accidentally texting. Our boss's name is Molly. Molly Cruz. You might remember her. She used to be on the mix here. Well, she's still here with the team, but behind the scenes now. And Radar and Molly and I are trying to work out more locations where we can take the show to your neighborhoods, to your communities. We were in Burlington a few weeks ago.
We had a lot of fun in Burlington, so we want to come into your city.
And we're trying to work through other places. Well, some of my family and friends, I've reached out to them. I mean, all different communities. We've talked to people in Grafton and Menominee Falls and Racine and South Milwaukee. Reaching out to all different places to try to figure out where's a good spot to be able to go next. And I'm driving in my car and I'm voice texting. And I am always, always leery to voice text a group chat because you can't really see everybody that's on it. But I trusted, because I text Molly and Radar all the time, that my phone, smartphone, would be smart enough to pull up the right Molly and Radar. So in my car, I'm telling you, I know I said the last name. I'm like, Siri, text Molly, Cruz, and Radar. So it got brought up on my phone. And I just said, hey, I'm driving, so I'm not able to put this in Slack. That's our way that we usually communicate.
Sorry, my.
But I didn't want to forget. Did your Siri get activated?
Yeah. Shh, quiet, don't say the
name. I said, but I didn't want to forget. I didn't want to forget that there's some coffee shops in Menominee Falls and Grafton that we want to explore. And then Radar responded with like, yeah, we talked about those last week. There's some awesome spots in Tosa as well. And then we were bringing up, like, maybe we can go to Fiddleheads. And I'm now, like, oh, that would be great.
Before you get to that, I happened to notice, I was like, oh, how come, like, if you don't have this person in your contacts, just a phone number shows up. And I went, oh, did Molly get a new number and I don't know about this? I just texted her last week. Well, I'll just figure it out tomorrow. No big deal. You know, I just thought, okay, I'll ask her tomorrow.
I didn't even think about that. So, again, if you've been in this situation, you're texting and you're going on and on. Radar's so commenting about the coffee. We're talking about the broadcast. You know, like, who can be a producer? Who's going to help behind? We're having this whole conversation.
Like, and a little after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
And I'm even thinking to myself, why is Molly not saying anything? She always responds.
And I was like, oh, I must not have her right number. Well, I'll message her tomorrow and we'll get this straightened out.
So at almost 7 o'clock last night, almost nighttime, we get a text that says, hi, I'm sorry, who is this?
And then I knew right away. I texted Elizabeth separately and I was like, dude, you did text someone that I have no clue who this is. You messed up here.
But it came up in my phone as Molly. And I looked.
It did for you.
I have no last name. I have her saved in my phone. I'm like, who is this Molly? So I'm like, is this Molly Snyder with OnMilwaukee.com?
Yeah, right.
Is this my friend Molly Juniman I was friends with growing up?
Is this Molly the dog down the street from my house?
Who is this Molly? And so I said, LOL, so sorry, wrong Molly. This Molly now said, but do I know you somehow?
Oh, yeah. Then now there's fishing back and forth. Like, oh,
because even I'm sitting here going, how do I have this person in my phone? Who the heck are they? Well, you guys, do you remember a few weeks ago, we had a mixed listener call in and tell us that if you want to find out whose number it belongs to, you go to Free People Search.
Oh,
Free
yeah.
People Search.
Mm-hmm.
I went to that website, plugged in this Molly's phone number, and it brings up all these addresses of where this Molly lived. I'm like, I don't know who is this person. You scroll to the bottom and it says possible relatives. And right at the bottom was our good friend of the show, Kim from Franklin's name. And then it dawned on me.
It hit you.
This is Kim from Franklin's daughter. And many, many, many years ago, I was doing some of that network sales, It Works, wraps parties, facials, things like that. And Kim from Franklin hosted a party. Molly bought some products from me. But I had her in my phone, but no last name.
It was just Molly.
So
you had a couple of them.
So when I texted her back, I'm like, oh my God, it's Elizabeth and Radar. Are you Kim from Franklin's daughter? She's like, yes, I am. And she's like, LMAO, this is so random. And then I explained I was texting with my voice from my car. Our boss's name is Molly. You can see where this is going now at this point. But it was just hilarious how this all transpired. I was so mortified and embarrassed thinking, who was I texting this private work information to?
Good thing you didn't go any further. And
I'm
glad I didn't either.
I know.
Sometimes we like to gossip, and I'm like, oh boy, am I glad I didn't throw that in there.
Gosh. Oops. So I reached out to Kim from Franklin with a screenshot. I said, oh, we accidentally texted your daughter. This is way too funny. But did you ever have a moment where you texted the wrong person? Now, this was pretty minor, but embarrassing nonetheless. 414-432-1099. We're going to play a song here really quickly, and we're going to actually try to get Molly on to see what her reaction was and who she thought maybe we were based on the messages that we sent.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
How embarrassed were you when you accidentally texted the wrong person? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And Nancy, what about you accidentally texting the vice president of your company? What happened?
Several years ago when I had first gotten divorced, I was really sad to not have my kids with me on Christmas Eve for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really sorry for myself. Uh-huh. I had been texting a girlfriend of mine. Well, I don't know how I did this, but I thought I was replying to my girlfriend, but I accidentally replied to the VP of our company.
On Christmas Eve?
On Christmas Eve. Luckily, he was actually kind of a friend of mine, so he just laughed at it. But I was like, yeah, I'm spending Christmas Eve alone. I'm just going to make myself dinner and watch Magic Mike and 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty great Christmas. Okay.
I'm thinking if the VP was single at the time, it was like, oh, is this a booty call? What is this all about?
Oh, my God.
By myself.
You are just having a good time by yourself because you're going through something tough. How was it when you first saw him in person after that? Did you guys have a good laugh?
Oh, We did have a good laugh. Yeah, I mean, it could have been a different VP, and it wouldn't have been as funny.
Oh, good thing you hit that one up. Yeah, there
did
you
it
go.
Did it end up did it end up being an okay Christmas for you though after those movies?
Well. You know.
Yeah, it was. You know it was. Thanks, Nancy.
Nancy, oh my gosh, so funny. Thanks for calling into the show. All right, so we were talking about it because Radar and I were having an entire work conversation all afternoon about future broadcasting locations with who I thought was our boss, Molly. But no, found out later, it's longtime listener Kim from Franklin's daughter, Molly, who I had in my phone from many, many years ago at an event that I hosted at Kim's house. And Molly is on the phone here from Michigan. Molly, what were you thinking when you first got these texts coming across at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Because we didn't even hear from you until 7 o'clock, like that night.
Oh, my God. So that morning, I actually had a dentist appointment where I was getting an old filling redone, and I was in so much pain from that, like at 8 a.m., first thing, dentist appointment, that I ended up, like, having a headache, just knocking out, taking a nap, dead to the world. So, like, so much so that I woke up in a frenzy, almost late for work. Like, I missed my alarm. So I wake up to, like, 20 text messages from a bunch of different people. I, like, assess. You know, the most important, I triage the most important ones, reply to them, and I'm off to work. I work as a private practice therapist, so I'm not on my phone. So when I got off at, you know, 6:45 your time or whatever, I was like, okay, let me address now the rest of these text messages that I hadn't seen. So now I'm looking and I see these 2414 numbers. I'm like, okay, did like one of my girlfriends get a new number and is texting me? Like, what is happening? So then I open it up and I see like this texting chain about like, you know, these different places in Grafton. And I'm like, what? I'm like, am I on the signal call? Like, is this Pete, Mike? Like, have you included me in some?
What kind of medication did the dentist give me?
And so when you texted me and you said, I'm sorry, who is this? And I said, LOL, wrong Molly. Were you shocked? Like, wait, but how does this stranger know my name?
I was like, okay, how can it be the wrong Molly if I don't know who you are? Like, what is happening?
Well, okay, the website, by the way, everybody, if you're in this situation, is fastpeoplesearch.com. That's what I did, Molly. I put your number in because clearly I'm thinking I met you at some point to have had you in my phone.
Yeah.
So when I looked it up right at the bottom, it showed all your relatives. And I know your brother, Alex. Obviously, we know your mom, Kim from Franklin. And I am on my couch laughing with tears because I'm like, oh, my gosh, how the heck did this all happen? Clearly doing too many things at too many times. I'm multitasking and not doing
too much
a good
going
job
on at once.
It.
Yeah, the brain can't handle it.
But thank you for being on with us and having a good laugh because you were getting some insider info of like where we're going to be going next about Grafton and Menominee Falls and all these things we're planning.
So, Molly, you were on the receiving end of a wrong text. Have you ever texted someone or mistext someone and went, oh gosh, that's wrong? Have you ever did that before?
Literally 2 days ago, I was texting some of my friends in a group chat and then going to pick up my daughter from work at the same time. And instead of texting my daughter, I texted our group chat, I'm here, Peanut. And my friends were like, here, where? Where's here?
And where's Peanut?
Oh, is that a new nickname?
It's so easy to do on these phones, but at least there was nothing terrible that was sent either way, vice versa. But you're a good sport. We hope that you're healed from the dentist, and sorry for the mild little panic attack of like what's happening here.
You know, I felt so, you know, so privileged, like I was the reporter getting leaked in on the
next appearance.
Yeah, next time there's something happening in Michigan. You know, any snowstorm? Yeah, we might text Molly now that I have you in my contacts.
And when I do show up to the appearance, I'm going to text you and say, I'm here, Peanut. I'm here.
Hey!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.